At the heart of so many relationship issues is the way that partners communicate with each other. So whether you're trying to get past something that creates a lot of conflict or bad feelings between you and your partner, or whether you're simply trying to find a way to get more connected with your partner, so often it's just the way that those things are communicated that creates the problem or the disconnect or brings you together. And this probably comes as no surprise to you because we've had lots of guests here on the Relationship Alive podcast to talk about communication. I wanted to make it easy for you though. So what I did is I distilled the top three things that I think are going to have the most impact for you in how you communicate with your partner or really with anyone. And I put them together in a guide for you called the Top 3 Relationship Communication Secrets. In order to get it, all you have to do is visit neilsatin.com/relate or simply text the word relate, that's R-E-L-A-T-E, to the number 33444 and follow the instructions, and I will send you a link to the guide. My goal for you in creating this guide is so that you and your partner can literally talk about anything, no matter how challenging or no matter how sweet, and have it be something that builds true, authentic intimacy between you so that even the challenging things bring you closer together. So check it out. Again, that's neilsatin.com/relate or simply text the word relate to the number 33444. And now, on with the show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. I hope that you all took the time to listen to last week's episode with John Gottman. It was his second visit to the show. And it was a far-ranging conversation that was really masterclass part two with one of the world's recognized experts on how to do relationships well. And he's proven out his work both through clinical work with clients and also through really in-depth research over decades. So definitely check out the second episode that I did with John Gottman last week, which was episode 74. This week, I'm really excited to be with you because there's an important little tip that I want to give you that I think will potentially, if you're not doing it already, add some good spark and connection to your relationship. And at the same time, even if you are already doing this, I'm going to offer you a nuance or two that might make it even more powerful for you. And it's simple. And hopefully, if you can get buy-in from your partner, you can start doing this right away and feeling the results. So it's one of those things that I wouldn't say it gives you instant results, but it instantly creates a shift in your connection with your partner that I think you'll appreciate. So the first thing is that this will probably work best for you if you and your partner already sleep in the same bed. If you don't, well, this might still have some effects for you, and you'll see what I'm talking about in a moment. But for sure, if you and your partner are in the same bed, that's where this is going to have the biggest impact. And the tip is this. The tip is for you and your partner to sleep naked with each other. Now, I want to set the stage for this a little bit because you might be thinking, well, we already do sleep naked. Or you might be thinking, that sounds really cold. Or you might be thinking, what kind of message is my partner going to get if we're sleeping naked? Does that mean we have to have sex all the time? And I want to tell you that that is not the point of this little adjustment. One thing that you may have gathered from other episodes on the podcast, whether that be the very early episodes, episode 2 with Diana Richardson on slow sex, or episode 5 with Marnia Robinson on why having orgasms can be bad for your relationship, or more explicitly, our episode with Sue Carter talking about the power of oxytocin, the bonding molecule. The whole point is to foster oxytocin in your relationship, to foster the biochemistry that creates love, connection, bonding, union, trust, compassion, and contentedness and safety, the more that you can do that, then the more your relationship creates space for so many other things to unfold. And the thing is that simple behaviors that you do with your partner can create oxytocin. And one of the best ways to do that is to sleep naked with your partner, because it's that skin-to-skin contact that actually ignites oxytocin. So this isn't to say that if you sleep clothed with your partner and wrapped around each other, I mean, that's still going to produce some oxytocin too. But I can't say that I have done the research on this, but I can tell you that in my own experience, so that's anecdotal evidence, and that of clients, that this particular thing makes a huge difference in the level of connectedness that they feel with their partner. So a few things to set the stage. One is make sure that you have enough bedding so that you can be comfortable. And this may require different bedding on different sides of the bed, depending on whether you run hot, your partner runs cold. You just want to make sure that you're comfortable. And if you can find a way to actually spend some of this time together literally wrapped around each other, that's ideal. So whether that's totally intertwined or spooning or, you know, holding hands, I guess that works too. Whatever it is, something that allows you to get your bodies in close proximity to each other. And you could use this as a great time to do the appreciation ritual that we've talked about before, where you share three appreciations with each other, three things that you are grateful for, that you appreciate about your partner. So the point of this isn't to bring you together in a way that necessarily is about sex. And I want to be really clear about that. In fact, if you're doing this for the first time, or if it feels a little edgy to you, like maybe there's a sexual imbalance in your relationship, like you want sex more than your partner does, or they want sex more than you do. If that is going on, then it's important to create safety around your nakedness together so that it's not necessarily implying that the two of you are going to make love. So what I suggest is that at least for the first week, you explicitly say that sex is off the table. Now, that doesn't mean that you might not kiss each other or you might explore each other's bodies, and it's worth having a conversation about that. And if you're having trouble having a conversation about that, then make sure you get the communication guide that I mentioned way at the beginning of this episode. So, you want to have a conversation that sets the boundaries of like what's good and what's not good. But I think a good ground rule is we're not going to have sex. This isn't about having sex. This is about everything but sex, perhaps. And you might say, okay, this isn't about, like, we're not even going to touch each other's genitals. We're going to just focus on being here, looking into each other's eyes, or being wrapped around each other. Those two things might not be possible at the same time, the eye contact and the wrapping. So you're going to have to experiment to figure out what works best for you. But set the ground rule, because that ground rule will create the safety that allows you to feel comfortable. So if you're a partner who tends to want sex more, you don't have to feel that anxiousness about like, well, is this going to lead to sex? I hope this leads to sex. Maybe it will lead to sex. You can just sort of get that out of your mind and focus on being present with your partner. And if you're someone who is maybe less likely to want to have sex, then again, this also gives you the safety. So you don't have to feel like this is about your partner making overtures or anything like that. No one's initiating anything. It creates a boundary so that you don't have to, that doesn't have to be a concern of yours. And also you can focus on being present with your partner, because nothing fosters oxytocin more than sleeping naked together than actually being present with each other and giving each other your full attention. So that is this week's quick tip. Sleep naked together, and for at least the first week, take sex off the table. make sure you're comfortable, and make sure you let me know how it goes. And if this is something you're already doing, great. Maybe these adjustments will make a difference for you. For instance, if you already sleep naked together, but sex is a contentious issue, then maybe taking sex off the table will actually help you get the kind of intimacy that you're really looking for. And many people find that eventually this is part, it's one of the ingredients that helps create a lot more fluidity and dynamic energy around being sensual with your partner, being sexual with your partner. So I won't say that this in and of itself is going to cure sexual imbalances, but I will say that it will do a huge amount for helping the two of you feel safe with each other and giving you the space to explore intimacy in a way that hopefully doesn't create any pressure, while giving you that closeness and oxytocin that will help you stay bonded, foster trust, transcendence, and love with each other, which is what we're after, right? So that is today's tip, and I look forward to joining you next week with Michelle Wiener Davis. She's coming back on the show to talk about her new book, which is actually on the topic of infidelity. So we're going to talk about recovering from infidelity and also how to make your relationship affair proof, which I think is pretty useful information to have. And thank you so much for joining me today. It's always such a pleasure to hang out with you for a little bit every week. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you about how it's going if you try out this little experiment. You can reach me, Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. And I can't promise I'll respond to your email, but I do read every single email that comes my way. And as I can, I respond. I get a lot of email these days. Or you can find me and other people who are listening to the Relationship Alive podcast on Facebook. Just search for the Relationship Alive community on Facebook and join us in the conversation. All right, have a great week, and I'll see you next week.